we are dependent on the resurrection hope that will someday come and that we testify to in our faith and our love. So let's bow your heads with me and let me open with a word of prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and you forgive the sins of all who repent. Create and make in us new and humble hearts, that we, lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wickedness, may obtain of you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to invite Thomas to unmute, and he will be doing the reading from Joel 2 for us.
Listen to the word of the Lord. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, it is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like blackness spread upon the mountains, a great and powerful army comes. Their like has never been from of old, nor will be again after them in ages to come. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent, and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering, for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly, gather the people. Sanctify the congregation, assemble the aged. Gather the children, even infants at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room, and the bride her canopy, between the vestibule and the altar. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep. Let them say, spare your people, O Lord, and do not make your heritage a mockery, a byword among the nations. Why should it be said among the peoples, where is their God?
Thank you, Thomas. Please join in a responsive reading of Psalm 103. It will be responsive in that you'll say the words out loud, but please do not unmute. Unfortunately, Zoom is a bit of chaos when we're all unmuted. So I invite you to keep muted, but do say the words in bold and orange aloud. I will say them as well, so you can say them with me or in that space. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your sins and heals all your infirmities. He redeems your life from the grave and crowns you with mercy and loving kindness. He satisfies you with good things, and your youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are oppressed. He made his ways known to Moses, and his works to the children of Israel. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and of great kindness. He will not always accuse us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our wickedness. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so is his mercy great upon those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. As a father cares for his children, so does the Lord care for those who fear him. For he himself knows whereof we are made. He remembers that we are but dust. Our days are like the grass. We flourish like a flower of the field. When the wind goes over it, it is gone, and its place shall know it no more. But the merciful goodness of the Lord endures forever on those who fear him, on those who keep his covenant and remember his commandments and do them. The Lord has set his throne in heaven, and his kingship has dominion over all. Bless the Lord, your angels of his, you mighty ones who do his bidding, and hearken to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. I invite Karen to unmute, and she's going to do the second reading from 2 Corinthians 5 to 6:10.
Listen to the word of the Lord. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. As we work together with him, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, at an acceptable time, I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation, I have helped. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, sleepless nights, hunger. By purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God. With the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying, and see, we are alive, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing everything.
Thank you, Karen. Dear people of God, the first Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's passion and resurrection. And it became the custom of the church to prepare for them by a season of penitence and fasting. This season of Lent provided a time in which converts to the faith were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when those who, because of notorious sins, had been separated from the body of the faithful and were now reconciled by penitence and forgiveness and restored to the fellowship of the church. Thereby, the whole congregation was put in mind of the message of pardon and absolution set forth in the gospel, and of the need which all Christians continually have to renew their repentance and their faith. I invite you, therefore, to the observance of a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer, fasting, and by reading and meditating on God's holy word, and to make a right beginning of repentance. And as a mark of our mortal nature, let us now kneel before the Lord, our Maker and Redeemer. I invite you now to kneel if you are able. If you're not, feel free to remain seated. We'll be keeping a time of silence. Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence, that we may remember that it is only by your gracious gift that we are given everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. I invite you now, if you have ashes prepared, and this will obviously be one of the stranger Ash Wednesday services that you've been in, but if you have a community house, feel free to mark each other with ashes, as we would do if we were gathered together. But for many of us who are not in a community place, you'll be marking yourself and your forehead with ashes. And I realize many of you will not have ash with you. And so I invite you just to put your hands out before you and to continue to kneel in a posture of humility before God, remembering that all that you have is by his grace. For those of you with ashes, you can say these words as you mark either yourself or your friend with the cross on the forehead. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. I'll say it one more time. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. You can resume sitting if you would like. We're going to pray responsively again. I wish our voices could be all together, but please say aloud the words in bold and orange. You'll see that there out loud with me, and I'll read the first line. If we could read together the second line in bold. Psalm 51 is a famous penitential psalm where David's most grievous sin was brought before the Lord. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. In your great compassion, blot out my offenses. Wash me through and through from my wickedness, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. And so you are justified when you speak, and upright in your judgment. Indeed, I have been wicked from my birth, a sinner from my mother's womb. For behold, you look for truth deep within me, and will make me understand wisdom secretly. Purge me from my sin, and I shall be pure. Wash me, and I shall be clean indeed. Make me hear of joy and gladness, that the body you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Give me the joy of your saving help again, and sustain me with your bountiful Spirit. I shall teach your ways to the wicked, and sinners shall return to you. Deliver me from death, O God, and my tongue shall sing of your righteousness. O God, my salvation. Open my lips, O Lord, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Had you desired it, I would have offered sacrifice, but you take no delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a troubled spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. I invite you to kneel again, if you are able. And please follow me as we say these words together. Most holy and merciful Father, we confess to you and to one another and to the whole communion of saints in heaven and on earth that we have sinned by our own fault, in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven. Have mercy on us, Lord. We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit. Have mercy on us, Lord. We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives. We confess to you, Lord, our self-indulgent appetites and our exploitation of other people. We confess to you, Lord, our anger, our frustration, and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves. We confess to you, Lord, our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts, and our dishonesty in daily life and work. We confess to you, Lord, our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us. We confess to you, Lord. Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty. Accept our repentance, Lord. For all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts towards our neighbors, and for our prejudice and contempt toward those who differ from us. Accept our repentance, Lord. For our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us. Accept our repentance, Lord. Restore us, Lord, and let your anger depart from us. Hear us, for your mercy is great. Accomplish in us the work of your salvation, that we may show forth your glory in the world. By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord, bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful. He is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins, and will purify us from all unrighteousness. So it's my pleasure to declare to you this evening, Redemption Church, your sins are forgiven. Mercy is a precious gift. I invite you to use the chat, for at this time, traditionally, we greet one another with the peace of Christ. So fill up the chat box with the peace of Christ be with you, and you can race each other to say, and also with you. But I'll give you a moment to pass the peace to one another. And we're a small enough community. Feel free to unmute as well and pass the peace. And we'll do that for a minute, and then we'll have a benediction and close this service. You are all invited at 7 o'clock to join for Wednesday night prayer, which will be continuing on just after this. Well, I see that there's been 32 passes of the peace. In well done. It's kind of fun and memorable, I should say. For all of you, you should actually take a second maybe and take a few screenshots. Lent 2021. may it be our one and only in this format.
Amen.
I invite you to receive this benediction. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin.
Amen.
By whose grace we are able to triumph over every evil and to live no longer for ourselves, but for him. Him who died and rose again for us. I pray that the Spirit will strengthen you with his power throughout this period of Lent, that you may live for Christ in all things today and forevermore. Amen.